Good morning, everybody. Today, I will not give you instruction of loving kindness, but I would like to explain a little bit further about the practice of Anapanasati for those who are not so familiar with this practice. First, you keep your attention not at the base of the nostril, little bit down, not the base or not the corner of the nostril, but upper lip, little bit down, lower than the base of the nostril. If you keep your attention near the corner, at the corner or the base, usually your nose or your face will tense up. So, keep your attention a little bit lower down from the base of your nostril or upper lip. And place your mind there, aware of the breath. There are four steps described by the Lord Buddha in the Anapanasati Majjhima Nikaya. First, he breathes in long. Breathing in long, he knows he is breathing in long. Breathing out long, he knows he is breathing out long. This long breath means that, means the duration of the time. You take a little bit longer time to finish the in or out. It's called long breath. So you must aware of it. And breathing out short, he knows he is breathing out short. Breathing in short, he knows he is breathing in short. So when breathing in short means that you take very short time to finish the in-breath. This is called short breath. So you must be able to aware of this first and second step. And the third step, experiencing the whole breath body. I shall breathe in. Experiencing the whole breath body, I shall breathe out. This whole breath body means the beginning, middle, and the end of the breath. So you keep your attention under the nostril or upper lip and aware of the beginning, middle, and end. And your attention shall not leave the place where you keep your attention there, where you place your mind. Fix your attention here, but aware of the breath. The place is not your object. The breath is your object. Okay. And somebody, when they feel they try to aware of the beginning, middle, and the end of the breath, then it seems that he feels more restless. If you feel more restless, then you go back to the long and short breath. Okay. And when your concentration becomes deeper, in the beginning, your breath is very gross, very clear and very gross. But when your concentration becomes deep, your breath will become subtle. And this is a good state. Don't try to make your subtle breath become gross again. Gross breath cannot lead to concentration, cannot lead to deep concentration. Only subtle breath can lead to concentration. So you should try when you can concentrate well, please make a determination. May my breath become subtle. You incline your mind to make the breath become subtle, but not purposely make it. You just inclination of the mind to make your breath subtle. This is the fourth step described by the Lord Buddha. Tranquilizing the breath, I shall breathe in. Tranquilizing or calming down the breath, I shall breathe out. So these are the four steps described by the Lord Buddha. So when your mind becomes subtle, very subtle, subtle, and gradually become not clear to you. Not clear, like you lost your breath. You cannot feel the breath anymore because it's too subtle. At that moment, you should not get frightened that I have no breath. You should place your mind at a point where you last noticed your breath. If it's here, you place your mind here and the breath will come back to you again. Don't search for it. You place your mind at the place where you last noticed the breath, then increase your mindfulness and wisdom, understand the breath still there, then gradually the subtle breath will come back to you again. And when you can concentrate well, before nimitta appear, usually people lost the breath because the breath is too subtle. This because the concentration becomes deeper and deeper, the breath becomes subtle and subtle. And then gradually the nimitta will appear to you. For some people, the light appears first. Light is not nimitta. Nimitta is near the nostril, not far away from nostril. But the light is appear far away from nostril. Maybe in front of you, behind, above, or beside you. This is called light. It's not nimitta. Because you cannot concentrate so far away from your nostril. So when the light appears, for those who have no experience, when the light appears, they get very excited. They start to look at the light, and the light say goodbye to you. Because you are not faithful to your concentration, the light say goodbye to you. Why the light disappear? The light appears because of your concentration on the breath. And now you lift your breath and pay attention to the light. Your concentration on the breath falls away. Then as a result, the light also disappears. So don't pay attention to the light when it appears, when it first appears. It will not last because your concentration is not deep enough to sustain it. So it will not last. So no, light appears, but you remain concentrated on your breath. And gradually, when your concentration becomes deep, sometimes this light will come nearer to you, nearer and nearer, closer and closer. But for somebody, the light directly appears from a nostril. So first the light may be not bright, grey colour, dull, opaque. So forget it. You know you are progressing, but don't get so excited. Forget it and remain concentrated on your breath. Then when your concentration becomes deep, this light will change to white colour. But to different person, sometimes it appears different colour and different shape. Some people, this light appear like a thread, a string. For somebody like a moon, somebody like a sun, for somebody like a flower, like a lotus. So nimitta appear nimitta varies according to individuals' perception. Because before the nimitta appear, you have the perception that nimitta should be like that. Then as a result, the nimitta appear according to your perception. And since we have different perception, so nimitta, for different person, different, they experience different nimitta. And when your concentration become deep and deep, this white, da, not bright, opaque nimitta, this is called ugaha nimitta, learning sign. When concentration become deep, it will change, become brilliant, transparent, translucent, like diamond, ruby, and so on. But before a yogi reach this stage, even the white white like moon, sometimes appear under the nostril, and at a point, this nimitta will pull the mind, pull your observing mind into it. The mind hold your body and mind like go inside the nimitta. If you reach this stage, it's very, very good. Don't get frightened. There's no eye again. Like yesterday, the girl crying, no eye. So when you reach this stage, the nimitta automatically pull you inside. It's very good stage. Don't try to pull out your mind again. This is called sinking into nimitta. Then your absorption will arise. So because two person has reported to me, the nimitta pull his mind inside. This is very good. Please keep on. Let your mind sink as deep, as long as possible inside the nimitta. Okay. Then, and for those who cannot concentrate well, you need effort. The effort to pull the mind back again to your breath. When your mind wander off, gently pull your mind back. Wander off, gently pull your mind back on your breath. This is called right effort. When you continue constantly applying the effort, pull your mind back to the breath, then your mindfulness developed. What is this mindfulness? Mindfulness or sati means not losing the object. Never lose the object. Not losing the object is called sati, mindfulness. So when you apply the right effort to pull the mind back again to the breath constantly, then your mind will stay on the breath. This is called mindfulness. So when the mind stay on the breath again and again, then concentration develop. So right effort lead to right mindfulness. Right mindfulness, sammasati, lead to right concentration, sammasamadhi. Sammavayama, sammasati, sammasamadhi. These three is called concentration training. So concentration training is not only concentration alone. Right effort, sammavayama, right mindfulness, sammasati, and right concentration, sammasamadhi. So for those who cannot concentrate well, first you use counting method. And some people report very boring, counting method. So you can give, if you feel boring using counting method, you give up counting. Breathing in, breathing out. If you still feel boring, then you should recollect the advantage of this practice. The advantage of this concentration practice is praised by the Lord Buddha. And the Lord Buddha under the Bodhi tree practiced all the Buddha, all the Sariputta, all the Bodhisattvas before gained Buddhahood, before gained enlightenment, practiced Anapanasati. So you think, oh, Buddha also practiced Anapanasati. I'm also practicing Anapanasati. I follow the footsteps of the Buddha. Oh, very great. So you arouse the happiness, joy. You are following the footprint of the Buddha. You encourage yourself. Then concentrate on the breath, breathing in, breathing out again. Try to make yourself happy. Okay. Okay. So I think up to this stage is enough for this moment. Tomorrow for my interview, if I see any progress, I will give you new information. Okay. Then I wish that all of you start with metta, loving kindness, for at least 10 minutes. It's very important to practice metta for 10 minutes every day. Okay, let us start. I will not give you instruction, you practice on your own.